I thought it gets smaller as you get older.
It gets smaller as you get fatter.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Tractor beam. Suck me right in.
He slimed me.
It's not a tumor.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Should I read all of the scripts in a British accent?
Yes, please do.
If you think you can handle it.
If you think you can do it. What is that? I don't know. Yeah. Hello. No.
I just beat Matt.
Do Matt. Fuck, love.
I have a piece.
Rockstar opens in modern day 1990.
Should I do it?
Yes. Yes, please do. If you need to fucking like pull back on it, then like we'll just record.
No, but I've grown
I feel
to like
the guys in the band are high fivers. They represent high fivers to me in every way.
That's fine.
Okay.
Art and the artist, man.
Huh?
Art and the artist. Separate it.
You say that because you were a high fiver.
Totally.
Well, no, sometimes.
I got more pussy than you guys did.
Sometimes it's relevant. I'm just saying.
When I listen to Red Hot Chili Peppers, I just have to listen to everything but Anthony Kiedis. Shit.
Yeah, it's, I certain times. My favorite Chili Peppers is the fucking Conehead, Soul to Squeeze.
Yep.
And Breaking the Girl off of.
Yeah.
My favorite song is the one that he mentions California in.
Oh, all of them?
Like records in a row? Hagar on the debate?
No, like Van Halen is good.
Okay.
David Lee Roth on his own. Fuck that
well,
shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could agree that there's nothing to solo. I just mean, as Van Halen guys, I could go.
Certain ones need
each of them. I think they're both good in their own ways.
Alex,
I've always been hard on
Eddie,
Van Halen.
Me too. Mike.
I think I actually had intentionally sort of avoided it for a little while. I was thinking that it was going to be lame.
Because you had
such a crush on Mark Wahlberg, you didn't want to pop a boner while seeing it. I get it.
Well, it's a bigger boner now than it was then, probably.
I thought it gets smaller as you get older.
It gets smaller as you get fatter.
Oh, that's right.
Amen, brother.
This follows the hero's journey. Do you guys know about the hero's journey?
Well, there is a typical story arc, which is what's why it was like a Hollywood movie. And there's a lot of, you know, that's the fuckery to force in that story arc that you're talking about.
The Joseph Campbell 17-point hero's journey. Like,
sure.
It's, I'm not going to go all into it. I'm not.
Here we go.
No. I'm just saying, like, you guys have seen, it's the...
I'm pretty sure they fucked him out of the band.
Who?
Michael? Towards the very end.
Yeah.
Hire his son or something?
Yeah.
They basically
they straight up fucked him.
Like, they said,
bend over.
Yeah.
Pull your pants down. We're going to you out of
this. They got him out.
All members of the band are on this side of the line, and then they fucked him right over that line.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, looks like you're not in. No.
The last thing I have on there is the fucking Zakk Wylde just fucking tapping and shredding that solo. Oh, that was before the Matt's thing. But
yeah,
like
before he actually leaves the stage.
Yeah, like,
but yeah.
Oh, dude. Fucking Matt or not. Anyways, yeah, I'll probably cut that part out. But I just wanted to show.
No, it's cool. It's a cool
Zakk
shot.
Wylde, like, just fucking shredding. I'm like, that's what I came here to see.
There's a lot of really cool shots of Zakk on stage.
There are.
Absolutely. And that is his, like, stance and his movements. Like, yeah. It's so recognizable.
He does, like, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because he
throws his hair back
always,
and stands with a wide stance. He looks like he's 7'4".
Yes,
and, like,
exactly.
Punched down like a fucking monster.
Like, I don't like his music, but, like... Ken and I go to leave, and we're walking down Sunset Boulevard, and it's, like, pretty late. I mean, it's, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. Doesn't really go to sleep there, but it was pretty dead Monday night, you know? And we see this dude fucking walking towards us, and I'm like, oh, fuck. He gets closer, and it's fucking Mike Durant.
I knew it.
And he's, like, just wearing, like, black, like slim-fitting Dickies, a black, like, wife beater, like a plain black wife beater. And... I can't believe that I didn't try to talk to him, but I just, like, gave him the whole, hey, like, the nod.
I know who you are.
He's like, he could see we were, like,
gawking,
like, punk or hardcore kids or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So he could tell, but we just gave him the nod and he nodded back and smiled. And it was like, I had the opportunity to fucking just.
I had.
But this was before I didn't have a cell phone that had pictures on it. So, like, I didn't have a camera. I couldn't have just got a photo with him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, the first single they put out was, like, one way, and then the next single, I'm like, okay, there's no way to guess how this is going to go.
The rest of it is country. I've heard it. I heard it in Vance Compy. It's all country.
Jason's actually
twangy country. It's
Jason
really
has
weird.
A country band.
Not an electric guitar anywhere to be heard.
He gets that out of
on
his
the strung out.
Yeah, they have a washboard.
You're not listening to him.
They have a washboard.
Yeah,
and a jug.
Jason has like an Americana, cool. like country western, like desert country kind of band. So he gets that all out of his. The rock and roll fantasy is like something you're supposed to stop when you're 14. He goes, oh, maybe if I get really lucky, I'll get to grow up and listen to Air Supply and wear jack boots. He goes, what's wrong with Air Supply?
There's nothing.
Nothing if you're a cop from the Village People.
Oh, my God.
He's like,
this is where I did highlight that.
I'm so lost without you.
I like Air Supply. And yeah. he was like, in the 90s,
there are some quality tunes.
Listen, the only people who listened to them were the fucking soccer players at our high school, the high fivers who wore the white college hats.
It's true.
And they would scrape the side of it on the sidewalk and rip up the little edge of the bill.
Right.
Those guys listened to Third Eye Blind.
It is true, but sometimes they're right. And there was a... Yeah, but I it would have sounded more like a slide. It went...
Yeah.
It would have been... The pitch would have been going up.
Yeah.
And you would have heard the strings.
Yeah.
But
and he would have
had a rough surface. Like,
well, but he had he was doing the beer bottle and then crossing with the hand. So it was like...
Yeah, but with the hand behind the beer bottle wouldn't do anything.
No, it would.
It's that spot that's like... So it'd just be raising the pitch of the notes with all the strings
No,
ringing.
I'm saying, I think he went with the beer bottle and then the hand would go to the top.
And then he would lift the beer bottle.
Yeah.
And it was, those
that's
ones
something
would make
we should
noise.
Focus on. That is something like, that everybody needs to figure out.
No, I agree. It is.
But it sounds badass.
It's just obvious that, you know... And I'm really excited to see it because it looks up my alley. Like, is it fun? It's good.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I like, love discovering movies that like somehow I missed.
It's like Gleaming the Cube.
It's not anything like Gleaming the Cube.
Hold on. Hold on.
Gleaming the Cube is a crime movie.
I was gonna say it's like Gleaming the Cube with just the parts of the skateboarding, and then like you know how like it's fun. You see Bones, like the Bones crew, and Kyle Peralta guys, and stuff like that.
Yep,
like that feeling. That's what thrashing is.
Yabo,
yeah, Yabo with the
Tony Hawk delivering pizzas. That sweet little truck.
That when he's they call him and he picks up like four phones. Hello, hello, and he finally gets it. The Tony Hawk, because he used all the Pizza Hut ones. All right.
Bonus of video.
Like, yep. I hope you aren't saying that because you think that's how things go. Because
yeah, that's not going to happen this way.
I'm not going to clean your balls.
You're talking to a son that farms out almost anything that he doesn't want to do.
Literally everything you like.
Oh, yeah. You think I mowed my lawn at my house the last 4 years?
I sure do love how David changed his attitude.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg from fucking Fear. Like
that was his character's name was David.
David, yeah.
Okay, see, I didn't, you know.
I only remember.
I literally plan on never seeing that movie again, so my brain has been deleting information off of that movie for a while now.
I was thinking, oh, so this is like after David kind of like, he fell out the window and started doing better, I guess. I love that because like, have you ever really sat there and listened to the bass line for...
Of course.
For the song that I didn't say yet?
No, but any Nirvana song, of course.
Love Buzz. Like, that thing is a fucking walk and a half, dude. I tried to figure that out the other day. That was insane. Now, the only thing I remember, we were all hanging out. Like, there was several of us, and we were doing the band name conversation thing. Like, hey, don't go poison the well, or... Oh, like you had to have a conversation of working in a band name and stuff like that. Do you remember whenever we do that?
Yeah.
We were doing that in the living room till like 3 a.m. I'm pretty fucking good. There. Your mom?
Oh.
I know.
R.I.P.
We've already done this. We've done this. God, I love Stephen Jenkins, but he was not a good actor yet.
I actually don't love Stephen Jenkins. Is like, there's a video of him just being an asshole.
Oh, I've never seen that, but like, because I like Third Eye Blind.
Well, I wish I had Brian here, but I think we inadvertently statute of limitations. We were at the same hotel as them and parked our van and trailer next to their tour bus. Can anybody here honestly say they've ever seen Bobby Beers wear a jacket with red lapels? No, I can't. I don't think so. I saw, That scene again shows just how fucking obsessed Chris Cole is. And if anyone tries to out like obsess over Steel Dragon, he's going to correct him. And you see how small his world is to sit here and talk about. I would be so self-aware of being like, this is not even green in the embroidery. I would be self-aware that everyone's like, that doesn't matter even a little bit.
No,
like,
it does
you're
not.
Insane.
Thank you.
You're
thank
insane.
You.
And like, I would be so aware, but his character is so in it that he's just like, right, guys?
Go for it.
Scene two.
Scene two.
It's another tune. One day, Chris receives an unexpected phone call from Steve.
Steel Dragon. Lovely.
Steel Dragon. I'm going to say that they sometimes do.
They sometimes, but rarely, probably ever do.
And also that might have been just me trying to
they never
get,
do
get
real,
your goat.
They never do real blowjobs, but you know.
Well, actually, that, there are some.
They are, yeah. Well, that was my point.
Him falling. When he tumbled down the stairs, he did it at a real concert that they used. At first, the unaware fans thought he'd fallen for real and were shocked into silence. After a few takes, they realized it was an act and they stopped caring.
That
it just reminds me of like Tia Carrere talking about a whammy bar.
And a whammy bar.
triple coil. Pickups and a whammy bar.
And a whammy bar.
Triple Cloud single
the
coil
e,
pickups.
Take the buzz out
which
of
is like
fret.
Triple single coil pickups is like all strat. Or that is a standard Stratocaster.
I don't have it here. It's upstairs. But.
Shout out to all of the fucking.
Yeah, all of them, but Drew really like brought it into my life to where it's still there. Where if I'm fucking around, I will do that by accident, dude. Like shit like that, even with my wife just around the house.
Oh, hey,
I'll be
man.
Talking serious to my daughter.
Oh,
like,
hey, man.
You can't be doing
What's
that,
up, dude. What's up, dude?
My daughter's like, okay, weirdo. Like, all right, dude.
All right, dude.
I don't remember it going through. I just thought they implied it went through.
That's not even the point. It's not the point whether it was practical effects or a real nipple. They showed it. They showed a nipple getting pierced. And that's just strange to me.
Okay.
They like went up close and like, I mean, 3 inches away from the nipple and were like, whoop. Like, they could have just kept the camera pan back and shown the
oh,
two
okay.
of them.
I see what you're getting at.
You know what I mean? And like, they went really hard on it. And I was just, it was interesting.
It was definitely a choice by the director to have that in there. Yeah. And like,
and I stand by the fact that it looked like a real nipple. He lives in a crowded house. Hey now, don't dream it's over.
I knew when he paused at the crowded house, one was coming.
With his loving parents.
Yeah, where they just kind of make it seem like they're like, only talking like this.
Yeah, it's, hey guys.
It's just slightly elevated, like they're, but no, anyone who's seen like music, which I would argue is most people.
Yes.
You know, maybe small children haven't quite gotten there yet. It's loud enough
to
where you're not. Yeah, it's loud enough to where, no, you're not just carrying on a conversation, at least that close to the stage or on the stage.
And
in the back of a venue, yeah, some places for sure.
And Matt's like being like, not without a blowjob and a sex change. Like how much he mumbles, like it would have been like, what?
Yeah, I would have been like,
what?
Oh, cool. And like held up my hand and he'd be like, and then he would be confused.
Yeah.
Like, was that played by the same actor? Then I saw it and actually like looked up the credits to even make sure. I'm like, they just look similar to me.
They don't.
To me.
Not to me.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I never thought of it, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Kind of if they both were like,
I mean, they were both
dressed
white, all
the
white
same
people
or something.
Look alike,
like they,
so,
and
I
the,
mean,
the cop brother is also Glenn Gulia, correct?
Yeah, he's Glenn Gulia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait.
Okay, so.
Julia Gulia's.
Wait.
Fiance?
Fiance, yeah.
So your name's going to be Julia Gulia?
Yeah.
So her name's going to be. That's funny. Why is that funny?
Wedding singer.
Yeah, I know.
For the listener.
Yeah.
And then we have Rachel Hunter, who's a known model. We have Carrie Stevens, who's a known model. And then Amy Raleigh, who I think is also an actress. So
okay.
Three of them are like known like supermodels.
So yeah, they did a good job of kind of like mixing
in. And they're all hot.
Yeah.
And they basically give
you guys know
her
who
the
Rachel
advice.
Hunter was, right?
Yes.
Rachel Hunter's the one that says, and who's to say you can't have your own fun?
No. Stacey's mom got it going on.
Yeah, she was just so much before that.
I know, but like.
But yeah, she was like famous for it.
Who is that? What song is that?
Fountain of Wayne.
Yeah, it sucks.
Oh, come on. R.I.P.
Dude, he died. COVID. He was one of the first.
It's
like
the fucking. What's the song? The. I got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
I got two tickets to Iron Maiden.
Teenage Wasteland or whatever.
I fucking hate that.
I know. Hold on.
Teenage Dirtbag.
That one's okay.
It's so bad.
Not a Ween.
Not bad.
No.
I think it is Ween.
No, it's not.
Okay. Well.
You're
100% sure. It's. I thought it is. I think I maybe even heard it on a podcast. Someone talking about it. And it is a funny
is that
reference.
You, like wheezing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little reference for the vagina.
I was like, I thought that was like, the dogs.
A little reference for the vagina as a food cage. I thought was a funny thing. And I put it into the script.
We can't say vagina on here.
No.
Oh,
there's a friend of mine in high school. She said apple pie. She called her apple pie.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unsexy.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who doesn't like apple pie?
I know, right? You want to say like goodbye to my apple pie? Like, it was like, oh.
I mean, I shouldn't say who doesn't like vaginas because there's a whole.
The guitars. No. Mick Nolte from The Wire.
Did you say Nick Nolte?
Mick Nolte.
Did you guys never watch it?
I think
that's
his name.
Remember 48 Hours?
It's been a long time. And another 48 Hours? Those are good movies.
And then another 48 Hours?
No, it was just 48 Hours and another 48 Hours.
And that guy's mugshot. But no, like.
I think I agree with you.
Alice in Chains.
I think that is the best. And dude, Oasis is up there too.
Dude, the Alice in Chains one is so. Like, yeah, that's a tie.
The Alice in Chains one is unreal. Like,
yeah.
Unreal.
Dude, I don't know.
Alice in Chains and Nirvana is fucking tough. Like, oh, God, I love that. I love that album.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He reminds me of like a bad guy rat, but I love him. He's
which
lovable.
Is funny
he
because
he's kind
like
of
a,
like
he looks like a rat.
He's, you know, he's the human embodiment of the character from Charlotte's Web, where he's kind of a bad little guy, but he's like kind of like lovable. Templeton.
Yes,
he's human.
But
Templeton.
Guys,
yeah, but he's actually really good.
So you guys
he's
have great. Not seen the entire Harry Potter series, have you?
No, and I'm not going to. Do you notice what Chris says to them?
Oh, hey, girls.
Are you guys coming to my show in a week and a half?
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't say our show. He says my show.
Yeah. In a week and a half. Yep.
It's a fucking band. You're not the only guy in the band, dude. The next morning, we meet Chris's cop older brother, Joe, as he wakes Chris up from... Jesus Christ.
What? It didn't have to say in the 80s. This is April of 1985.
Okay.
Specifically. You can narrow it down to 3 days in April of 1985. So it's just weird. It's like the 80s. You're like, I mean, it's 1985. You just put 1985.
Well, it's also not that relevant, really.
Yeah.
So it is the 80s.
But, you know, it's 1985.
I see, like, that's nerd shit that normally I would pick up on. I just didn't.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So
yeah.
They're at the show.
I bet you're bummed you didn't come up with it.
Yeah. Is that your ladder rungs?
No, this one was good.
Damn. When today doesn't really know, doesn't really know, I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were right, believing for so long. I'm all out of love. What am I without you? I can't be too late to say that I was so. To come back and carry me home, away from these long, lonely nights. I'm reaching for you. Are you feeling it too? Does the feeling seem oh so right? And what would you say if I called on you now and said that I can't hold on? There's no easy way. It gets harder.
night, believing for so long.